Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back, folks. So we've been in the midst of the musical chairs of SEC coaches, and we have now have our designated chair and the person of our choice sitting in that chair finally. And joining us is Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, to talk to us about it. Chris, welcome to the show.
Oh, great to be with you, Noah, once again.
And, Chris, I guess that's a fair characterization, right? So many different places looking for coaches at the present time.
Yeah, so, you know, it's been interesting. I think we talked a couple of weeks ago, you know, we could end up by December with, you know, 8, 9, 10 different Power Four jobs open. I know Kentucky entered into the race officially yesterday. Penn State was one of the earliest teams to do it, and they're still looking for a coach. So, yeah, I think you summed it up nicely. LSU pretty much made it known who their target was, and after 3.5 weeks, almost a month, they got their man.
So Lane Kiffin addressed the public for the first time and with an LSU pin on the lapel as part of the program. Your thoughts about what he had to say?
No, I thought he did an excellent job. I mean, I think, you know, it's kind of this retransformation, if you will, of Lane Kiffin over the last couple of years. You know, him feeling like and expressing the fact that he's a little more thoughtful, a little more mature. And I thought he showed that and by design during the press conference yesterday that, you know, it wasn't an easy decision. I think everybody, you know, once you get beyond the hype and all the screaming and yelling on social media, if you actually think about it, that is a major life decision. So, you know, I thought he was exposed, you know, his real feelings about the whole situation. I think he understood it wasn't a good spot for Ole Miss. I think he had indications based on that press conference yesterday that LSU was willing to let him do whatever needed to be done to make this transition. And so I thought it was pretty eye-opening and pretty open. And frankly, you know, following Coach Kiffin, you know, even at Ole Miss as an SEC rival, I've always thought that he'll be open. Now, whether or not you like the answer, or you think the answer is accurate, he will answer the question. So, again, sometimes he takes him to task, but yesterday was a much more amenable situation as everybody was excited to have a new coach.
There were a couple of things that he said that really struck me. When he said, "We don't think out of the box, we create a new box." And I found that very interesting. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think it's pretty evident by his coaching style, his style on the sideline. I mean, it's what he is. I mean, it is the Lane Kiffin brand, and it has worked very effectively over the last 6 years up in Oxford, Mississippi. So, you know, I would agree with him. I think that most of the time when you're talking about just offensive play callers, not only is Lane some of the more creative and unique, but he also is very good on being able to stack things as a drive goes along. And, you know, over the last couple of years, he's been able to really assemble a pretty good roster of talent. I would argue probably the last two seasons for Ole Miss may be the most talented Ole Miss teams ever in the history of their program, certainly in modern-day football. So you combine that with his ability to create and to attack defenses, and you get a team that's, again, going to be in the college football playoff.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting, there was one question that asked of him what he thought influenced his style of attack or approach to offense. And, you know, he points to his dad, Monty Kiffin, he points to Nick Saban, and he points to Pete Carroll, all, you know, incredible defensive minds. But what he said was, is that, you know, and I'm just going to ad lib here, it's something along the lines of, you know, he wanted to know what drove them crazy. That's what he wanted to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really, you know, something that you see from a lot of coaches these days. I mean, when offensive-minded coaches, that's who they want to gravitate to, is the defensive guys. What are you guys looking for? What are you guys trying to do in this particular situation? And as you said, what keeps you up at night, whether it be personnel and how we utilize that personnel or the overall scheme in and of itself. So that's a smart thing. He probably learned that from his father. Hey, look, go hang out with the defensive guys if you want to coach offense.
Yeah. It was kind of interesting, too, when he talked about LSU. And I think he first started off saying, this place is different. And then as he went through, you know, a lot of his answers, he pointed out little nuances about LSU that he thought were difference makers, that was different here than other programs. And he would know he's visited many, right? And, you know, as an avid LSU fan, sometimes I think we overlook that.
Well, of course. I mean, we're caught into the moment, you know. I mean, what was the last game? What was the last snap of the football? I mean, that's typically what we're so, you know, hyper-focused on. But, yeah, it was probably, you know, I thought it was interesting to point out some of those things that you think, wow, somebody that you maybe didn't expect to be that caught up in the lore of LSU and the legend of LSU football, and certainly it was clear he was. Now, you know, interesting new in all of this is that for probably 6 to 7 years, I have been told constantly, time and time again, by people who would be in the know that Lane Kiffin would love to be at LSU. Way before any of this started, way before there was even an opening for a head coach, that's what I've been hearing. So that part wasn't as surprising to me, hearing him say that, simply because I'd been told time and time again that this was one of the places. And I think back to, you know, what's all been conversated over the last 3 to 4 weeks, and which job is better, and is this a mistake, and, you know, everybody's got an opinion on that. What struck me is that it was pretty clear that in the coaching ranks, regardless of what you want to argue, which program's better at this specific moment, all of that, the fact is coaches feel like LSU is a top five job year in and year out. So that's why when Lane talks about the opportunity and not passing up this opportunity, it makes sense, because those that live in that world every day, whether you think it is or not, or whether this program is better than that program, LSU is considered a top five job. And those opportunities to just don't come along a lot in a lifetime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I mean, obviously, he was torn, and you always are. I mean, you spend 6 years at a place, and you meet some really fine people, and people that have become believers in you. Of course, he delivered, you know, on the expectations there, and it was interesting to see the kind of softer side of Lane Kiffin, right? He's not like the most well liked individual. He's respected, but he's controversial in many ways.
You know, I find myself as I get older, kind of realizing that people who are, you know, and I'm one of them, you know, we swing our emotions, and some people are much better at that, keeping that in check, whether that's, you know, elation or anger. And I think Lane, right. Again, I'm no psychologist, but to me, he's just a guy that lives with his emotions. I think he's done a really good job. He's talked about, you know, working on that. You know, personally, I think he has. Certainly, I think everybody matures as they get older. That's kind of the deal. That's at least what you're hoping for.
I'm still maturing, by the way, Chris.
I am too. But the fact that I just kind of accept that's what he is. He's going to be extremely emotional in a positive way when things are going well. When things aren't, he's not going to back down and you know, accept it. And, you know, I think in this day and age is a microwave society we live in. I mean, that's probably a pretty good asset in 2025 as a Power Four head football coach.
Yeah, you know, and as you pointed out, he referred to LSU being an elite program and obviously has elite infrastructure. That's one thing that he said that, and I think you alluded to it earlier, that really surprised me when he said, you know, when he saw the infrastructure that's in place there, the practice facility, this, that, and he kind of went through the laundry list. He was blown away by what he saw, which seemed a little odd to me.
Well, I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, you know, every program in the SEC has come light years in the last decade as far as facilities and practice facilities and recovery centers and all that goes along with it. But LSU's always been at the forefront. I mean, there's just no denying that. So for him to be able to walk in, that's, again, I have friends all over the country, and you can imagine the questions and opinions I've gotten over the last 3+ weeks. And everybody keeps saying, is there a difference between what you have in Oxford and what you have in Baton Rouge? And frankly, it is. It just is. And you'd have to go to both, you know. And I hear a lot of the national talking heads with their opinions, and few of them have really spent any time in Oxford and in Baton Rouge. So I understand exactly what he is talking about. And again, it comes at no surprise to me. And frankly, I've got a lot of friends who worked with him at Ole Miss, and they said, look, at Ole Miss, he ran the program. It was exactly built the way he wanted it to be. And when you look at some of the reports, you don't know how true they are. That's kind of what LSU said. You know, look, here's the facilities. Come in and do with it as you wish and get us back to the top of college football. And I think that was too big an opportunity, too enticing for Coach Kiffin or any coach for that matter to turn down.
I think someone asked him the question, Chris, and I laughed. I was watching, you know, on YouTube the entire interview again last evening. Someone asked him, you know, what was the final kind of decision point for you? And he said, well, when Verge told me that it's my program to run. I really like that.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, just kind of raw, just, you know, brutally honest.
Yeah, and I think that's why, you know, I think Burge has done a tremendous job, you know, heading up this search, obviously, but just overseeing, you know, the crazy couple of weeks that it has been. And Burge, what I've always appreciated about him, and he's always been great to me, is there's not a whole lot of dancing around. It's what's the issue? What's the best way to fix it? Then let's go do it. And it looks like that served him well in landing Lane Kiffin as the new coach at LSU.
Chris, last question before we get to the break here, and I appreciate you joining us. How important was it, you think, for the LSU program for almost the entire offensive staff to come with Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, I think that's important too. I mean, I think that's, you know, I think that's part of it. I mean, obviously Lane is known for offense. That's where the whole conversation started. But to be able to keep that infrastructure and move it to Baton Rouge, just put it in place. And again, plug and play with what is already there from an infrastructure perspective, is another home run, absolute home run. And if we, you know, can move into 2026 with Blake Maker and that defensive staff intact, with an offense that has proven to put points on the board, things could be awfully special in the next couple of years.
I'm excited about it, looking forward to it. I think the LSU fans are looking forward to it as well. As always, Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us this morning.
No doubt about it, man. Just outside of Boston, Massachusetts, just a plug for the basketball team, 7-0, take on BC tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Is that going to be on TV?
I don't know. It's going to be on radio, though. No.
It's going to be on radio, though.
Yeah. That's all you need to know.
I haven't seen him. That's true, but I haven't seen him play yet. Thank you, Chris. Really appreciate it. All righty, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from the People's Health Medicare Center at 3017 Veterans Boulevard. Come on by. Say hello. We actually have some walking tour passes for you for Celebration in the Oaks. So check it out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.